Northline Seafoods has converted a former helicopter logging barge into a floating processor over the past year in Sitka's industrial park. The company plans to station the barge in western Bristol Bay during next summer's sockeye run to significantly reduce delivery times for fishermen working at a distance from the region's shore-based processors, and then resupply them with ice during the lightning-fast season. Northline co-founder Ben Blakey has long been one of those fishermen. He applied to Fish 2.0 back in February and spent 4 months providing the forum with information and interviews about the Northline operation. Winning recognition is only part of the payback.
The goal is essentially to kind of to get investor focus and people who kind of work on the financing side interested and aware of what's happening on the in our world's oceans and, you know, aware of the businesses who are trying to change things, change them for the better.
The Bristol Bay sockeye season is one of Alaska's most valuable salmon fisheries, and it's over in a matter of weeks. Millions of pounds of salmon are landed by gillnetters and seiners and frozen whole for secondary processing elsewhere later. So much fish coming in so fast can affect quality. By cutting the distance between processing and the fleet, Blakey believes that Northline can guarantee a higher quality product. Still, it's a whole sockeye in the round, and it's sold on a different market than other Alaskan salmon.
We have to find customers who can use it, who want to use the heads, who have the ability to get value out of the roe. It's a novel use of fish in the sense that we're not shipping headed and gutted product.
Last summer, Northline produced pink and chum salmon landed in Sitka, filling several shipping containers. The barge produced about 10 tons of ice a day. This winter, the processor will be hauled ashore for final work on the hull and the installation of more compressor horsepower. Next summer in Bristol Bay, the barge should be capable of freezing 300,000 pounds of fish a day and producing 90 tons of ice a day, all from somewhere near Clark's Point on the Nooshigak River. Northline won $5,000 in cash from Fish 2.0, and Blakey traveled to Palo Alto to give an acceptance speech on the campus of Stanford University. He says he went on a little too long.
Well, there's no music. They just big red light and, you know, X across the throat. So it's pretty straightforward. But it was a great experience, and, you know, I think met a lot of really cool people. And I'm hoping we get our business on the map a little bit and people know that we're building some cool stuff in Sitka.
Blakey says the Northline floating processor will be ready to move to Bristol Bay in early May. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.